For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Let me get in my bag of gimmicks. What are we going to do this morning? Oh, that's a wooden spoon. All right. Italian household. We're not going to talk about that.
We have those in black households too, sir.
I mean, speaking of black households, here's a black glove. I didn't do it, but hey, let's not talk about that either.
Neither did he, by the way, and I will die on that hill.
Allegedly. Anyway.
He didn't do
it. Hey, look.
He didn't do
it. It's a spray bottle. I think that's been done already, though. So
are you just pulling out every racist black stereotype you could possibly find
that
out of your
Cornette
bag of gimmicks?
Is that what you're doing? That was Jim Cornette. Like, I'm curmudgeon, but that's a different level, buddy. Come the fuck on. Every black stereotype. What the fuck do you take me for, really?
Don't act like you don't know the relationship that black people have with Sprite. Come on now.
Am I supposed to know? It's a clear liquid, and lots of white people like it. It's what?
Really?
What?
Really?
Oh, speaking of that, here we go.
Well, I'm saying that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Not mine. I didn't realize it was gonna be a black reference. There we go. That's not mine. I guess I need to give that back to AJ or something like that. That's totally wrong. Oh look, why is all the rum gone? Hey.
Hold on for a second though, man. You gotta back it up for a second. So number one, greetings and salutations. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt.
Wait,
but
we're on
this
the air.
motherfucker just pulled out a goddamn Magnum condom out of his bag of gimmicks, and
there's a lot of gimmicks that can go with that. I didn't realize we were on there. Hold on. Wait, if we're on the air, we have to redo this because I'm the one that's supposed to introduce everything. That's how this one goes. It's a Saturday morning show. This isn't Potty's War. So, okay. Hello, good morning, good night, good everybody. Hello, welcome to Saturday Morning Chair Shot Radio. I've been listening to way too much Bob Menery right now, or maybe even a little bit of Brockmire. I'm not even really sure, but right now I'm having fun and I'm trying to figure out, oh wait, this is a radio show and this is what we're supposed to do in the morning. I haven't been able to figure out a gimmick, though. Apparently a lot of my gimmick bag is a lot blacker than I thought it was. But you know, this is a lot like WKRP in Cincinnati, but we're coming from different locations and it's not Cincinnati, so maybe you know what we should do? We should develop a call sign. We need a call sign, and it's gonna be great. If WKRP stood for nothing and they didn't have any letters or numbers, I mean, they had letters, they didn't have numbers. Well, we're like tangentially informational a lot. We're rarely educational. So if you break that down into letters, that's TIRE. That's a tire. There we go. We are like the tire, the spare tire on the vehicle that is the Chair Shot Radio. Because I like to think of this as a vehicle driving down the highway. And you never know you need the spare tire until you actually need it. And that's like us. That's why we're tangentially informational and rarely educational. Because the spare tire is right there when you need it, when you need something to hold on to get you through the last 50 miles to get to the rest stop. It's going to be a good time. Unless we're talking about health, because then that's a whole different kind of spare tire. And you want to lose that spare tire. So we are not a food pyramid here at Chair Shot Radio. We are a vehicle, because that makes my analogy work a lot better. And the more I get in my head, the less a lot of this works. But I kind of like spare tire as a thing. So please, you know, I am I am the snowflake balls that rocks your halls, Andrew Belaz. And you initially heard my wonderful co-host, the Velvet Pipes himself. I guess he'd be the Velvet Pipes that, I guess, list your gripes. I'm not really sure. I need a better word that rhymes with pipes, and I really didn't have enough time to think about it, given the gimmick bag. So, Chris Platt, how about you help save this wonderful analogy, or terribly sinking analogy, that I came up with before about a spare tire and fatness and a food pyramid, and I don't know. Do you need that Magna condom for anything, buddy? Can I ship it to you?
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, coming to you live on Saturday mornings with Chair Shot Radio, radio. We give you all you want. Psh. But you know what? You've missed your calling, Andrew. You need to buy you some time on some of these airwaves and become a televangelist. Because I swear to God, you sound just like those televangelists from the 80s and the 90s, like your whole cadence and everything. It's like, I want to save you, brother. And if you send me your hard-earned tithes to the nation of God, I'm going to send you what's in this prayer box of gimmicks, or this prayer bag of gimmicks.
Not it's only can you get a spot from Jesus, because it's holy water itself. I blessed it. Jesus blessed it. He brought it down from the mountains of Sinai himself and made this Sprite. Even Jim Cornette would love it or hate it. You never really know, but either way, you're going to appreciate it. And that's how we're going to fund our Chair Shot Radio wonderful t-shirt, wonderful Platt Belaz thing. You know, that's not normally my gimmick. Like, you know, the evangelists just talk about giving money, but, you know, you have another way of giving people money, and you're the actual preacher of the bunch. So how about you live up to your calling, brother, and you just, you know, open, help the people, help the ones listening, open their wallets and open their hearts and open their arms to God or to us, whichever one comes first.
Well, brothers and sisters, we need to expand this Chair Shot ministry. We need to reach as many people as we can with the wonderful word of God. And if you want this Chair Shot ministry to reach the wonderful people with the wonderful word of God, I need help, brothers and sisters. We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. We in this together. We've got to save this world. We've got pandemics, mandemics. We've got men and women kissing. We've got men and men kissing. We got dogs, fucking cats. It's all crazy out there in the world, brothers and sisters. And we need help from you. So if you will believe in us and believe in what we do, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot so we can fix the world. You and me, brothers and sisters. It's going to be us. It's got to be us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hold on a second, Bokasha. I should have came in the Chevy.
I don't know if you should have came in a Chevy, but the, you know, the Chevy went to the levee and the levee was dry. Hopefully, unlike our coffers, after we're all done talking about this wonderful, you know, t-shirt gimmick, this wonderful pro wrestling tees that you plugged so nicely. Do we have any more commercials we could go to while we try to figure our shit out?
Oh, Brother Belaz, testify.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Well, shine my shillelagh. I think this is one of those weird times that we're just really not going to have a gimmick and we haven't been able to pull it out of the bag. But hopefully the people will be nice enough to lend us some money so maybe we could work our way through it. Do you have anything that you could think of to maybe help steer us into the way of a gimmick, a concept, anything? You got anything on you, Mr. Velvet Pipes himself?
Well, I do have a funny Magnum condom story. Well, I don't know how funny it's going to come across on air, but we ain't got shit else to talk about. So it was, I can't remember. It was either freshman or sophomore year of college. I don't remember. But either way, I was still living in the dorms. And, you know, you make friends with guys, you know, in your on your dorm floor and shit like that. And there was this one guy. And this used to irritate me about white guys. When you try to make friends with white guys in college, you go to their room, y'all smoking, drinking, whatever, whatever, and they pull out whatever hip-hop CDs or rap CDs they have. They just feel compelled to pull that shit out and play it just because you in the room. I'm like, no, motherfucker, let me get hip to some shit that you on. You might hit me to something, you know? Yeah, but, you know, trying to relate, I guess, whatever, whatever. So there's this
I took a different angle to that, not to cut you off there. But see, when I was in college, my roommate was shadowing with the shot put thrower from the track team, who was a large black boy. And I'm saying boy because we were like 19, so that's where I'm saying that word. I'm not saying it for other reasons. And, you know, being the age I am now, that's a boy, that's a child still. But either way, the point I'm getting at is we had a different game. Instead of put on whichever hip-hop CD you had, we played Black Points. And it was very simple. We went through all of the 90s references. He led the thing, and we had to see how many black points everybody could get. Suffice to say, roommate was a skinny Jewish man, and that wasn't going to happen. No, he did not score well. That's all
that's
I'm going to say.
That's funny. But that's
when
funny.
I had to tell him different things. That's the best part. Because, you know, we had to Google it because, you know, the prime days of the young Google when you could also Yahoo it and it was okay. Like, that was nice. He'd be like, no, it was this. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was this. Watch. That's Jordacy. Jordacy, stop it.
That's hilarious. Platinum Plus at yahoo.com, BTW. But so, you know, there was this younger white guy. I think it was sophomore because I think he was a freshman because I got kicked out of my sophomore dorm because I got into a fight with my roommate, so they kicked me out. But that's a whole nother can of worms. But so you know, we
fight somebody? No way.
Oh, of course not, right?
Yeah.
So
not at all.
He deserved it. Maybe that'll be next week's story time.
Person I know, Chris Platt.
Maybe that'll be next week's story time with Platt. But
was gonna be your next gimmick. The less offensive, funny. Chris Platt.
I couldn't if I tried. But so
can't
this,
continue,
so,
not to interrupt.
Yeah, so this kid, so because we're, you know, we're both kids at the time, so we're talking, and I think I'm in his room. We just got done smoking or whatever college kids do, and he pulls out this box of Magnum condoms, and he said, "Yeah, my uncle gave me these before I came to college, but I can't fit them here," and he just hands them over to me. And, you know, at the time, I'm still kind of inexperienced with sex. I didn't really catch my footing with the ladies till I was about 21, 22. That's when I really started. I mean, hell, I didn't lose my virginity till I was 19, quiet as kept. So I was still a little unsure of myself when it came to talking to the fair sex, you know? So I didn't know if I was going to be able to fit a Magnum condom or not. So it was one late night. My roommate wasn't there. Nobody else was around. And I said, you know what? Well, let's just see. Do I have to throw these out or do I need to pass them on to another brother? I don't know. So I fluffed myself. I hope you all get the visual. And then I slipped it on, you know. And to this day, I can never put a condom on right the first time. I always put it on wrong and then have to take it off and reverse it. Like, even to this day. Well, I don't use them anymore because I've been in a relationship for so long, I'm washed. But, yeah. I would always put it on wrong and have to take it off and reverse it and put it back on the right way. But
you do realize the right way just kind of rolls down. It's okay.
Well, some of them have spermicide, though, and that shit should be, you know.
Still usually just rolls down because it's supposed to be easier. It's not like, it's not a jacket. You're not supposed to pull it on, buddy.
I rolled it down, goddammit. It's like if you put your jacket on inside out. That's what I do with condoms. Every time. Yeah, this is the damnest thing. Yeah.
Instead of Joseph in the Technicolor raincoat, you're Chris in the reverse raincoat. Inverted raincoat. I guess.
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody needs to know. That's the whole point of this story. Did you have to pass them on like the wonderful African heirloom? Or were you able to hold on to them until you figured out what you were doing?
It fit.
Good job. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
I was too. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So, since we were talking about it a little bit before and how we both have an affection for the Craig Ferguson Late Late Show, and we don't really have a gimmick of our own, should we just end the show with an awkward pause? Because I don't want to talk to a dude about ending it with a mouth organ. That's a whole different kind of show. We're not talking about that right now.
What is that? Pot is war territory strictly? All them dick and ball and ass jokes y'all be pulling on there?
I mean, well, that's a good plug. Now people should listen to that because that's good. So they can find out if we're pulling on anything and dick and balls or whatever gets you there. It's nice. It's fun. But yeah, should we just awkward pause?
Well, before we do that, man, shout out to Craig Ferguson, man. I thought that Melon Farmer was funny. He was super funny to me. And wasn't Craig Wilborn, wasn't he the original Late Late Show host? Yeah, I said Wilborn, my bad. But y'all know I'm talking about, the tall, blonde, handsome dude from ESPN. How funny is it that every show that he ever did got better after he left?
Because he speaks like sandpaper feels.
But remember, he was the original host of The Daily Show as well. And then John came in to
became. He speaks like sandpaper feels. That's why. That's going to be what happens when I get replaced on one of these shows too. It's just going to get improved, and people are going to do the same thing. I could be the Craig Kilborn of the chair shot.
Cool.
I mean, it's a low bar, but we don't set high bars around here. You know that by now. So
we step over them easily.
Exactly. So should we just plug Twitter and awkward pause?
Let's do it, man. Fuck it.
All right. So you start. You go. You go with the Twitter first.
Okay, cool. So you guys can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. We've got some cool shit coming down the pipe. Catch me out on Pot is War, Three Man Weave, and WrestleMania Rewind, where we're going to have a rotating panel of guests of some of your Cheer Shot favorites discussing the previous 36 WrestleManias. So look out for that. Bada boom, bada bing. Oh, and go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I like how you got that back in there. So you can find me on the Twitter at IWC Warchief, on thechairshot.com, covering Impact, New Japan, AEW at some point, probably at least the first night of WrestleMania, who knows? And I might even be on one of those WrestleMania recap, rewinds, whatever. Are you spelling WrestleMania with a capital R too, just to go along with the alliteration, or is it spelled correctly?
Well, it would actually help if you liked WWE,
I might have at one point. You're covering like how many per show? Like
six at a time.
It's there we go. I'm bound to like one of them.
We'll see. And what? No, I'm not alliterating. All black people aren't illiterate, you son of a bitch.
I said illit, not illit. You're like, come on, what the hell? There was an A there. Not an I. Not an E either. Or an O.
Word.
Yeah, those are letters that spell words, yes.
Word. Letters that spell words. So we're awkward pausing, right?
Yes. I thought that was given. Was it not given? Was it taken? Liam Neeson's not here. We can't take anything. I think that might be a copyright.
And you've brought it full circle with your racism, because he was running around with a hatchet trying to find some random black person to snatch up. So,
whoa! Wow! Talk about awkward pause and racism all put together. That's definitely awkward.
And now we have a title.
Yeah, an awkward pause and racism. Yeah, so we can close the show at any point. I'm waiting for the music to hit. That will close the show. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any second now.
Anytime.
Whenever you're ready.
I really need to trim my nails.
Go get a manicure. Why are you smelling your hands, man? Do they smell like ass? You've been digging in your ass?
I had to make sure I got the right hole last night. Still not sure.
I butt chug salt water all the time.
Hey. So your ass shouldn't smell.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know. I like to sing with the radio. I like to play it real loud. I like to drive with the top down, rolling like thunder, always drawing a crowd. Every babe's gonna want a piece of me.
That was your big idea to replace the song with that?
I just kind of figured it worked. It is called Chair Shot Radio. We're a wrestling website, and it says radio in it. Like, we didn't have to do the whole thing, but...
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.